Okay, good morning, everyone. Candles this evening is at 5:46, which makes Mincha Yaron throughout the system, 5:55. Learning today is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mr. Simon Wenger, Simcha Ben Abraham, the father of our dear friend Dr. Wenger, and father in law of our dear friend Dr. Wenger. And of course, we hope that they continue to observe the yard site in good health and good spirits at BS Gold Tzedek. Today we're learning Masechta Kelim. We are in Perikid Ches Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So first we'll learn the dinim of Chibur. What are the dinim of Chibur? The understanding that when something is attached to something that's Tameh, it too becomes Tameh. If it's performing the same function as the item that you attached it to, that's a Tumah D'oraisa, it's a Chibur D'oraisa. If not, the Chachamim just understood that when you put two things together, by definition, the Tumah just carries itself through. Now, Kera, let's say we have a leg of a bed, Shahaisa Tameya Midras. It had Tumas Midras to it. And then Chibur Lamita, now we put that bed, the leg of the bed together, and now the whole bed becomes Tameh, so Kula Tameh Midras. Persha, if you separate the leg again, away from the bed, so he Tameh Midras, Vamita Maga Midras, the leg is still Tameh Tumas Midras, but the rest of the bed, the other pieces, continue to convey Tumah because they had contact with a Tumas Midras. Haisa Tameh Tumas Shiva V'chibur Lamita. What if the leg was touch the dead person, so the leg is an avatuma, so it now is tummy for 7 days, and then accidentally I attached it to the rest of the bed. So kula tameish to mashiva, the rest of the bed takes on the properties of the leg of the bed, and it's tummy for 7 days. But perisha, if you separate that leg out, he tameya to mashiva, it's tummy for 7 days. Hamita tameya to maserev, the rest of the bed is a rishon, and so therefore it's only going to be tummy until nightfall. I said, Tumeya to Masarev, what if the leg touched somebody who touched a dead person? So the leg is only a Rishon. V'chivr l'mita, and you attach it to a bed. So Kula Tumeya to Masarev, the whole thing is now Tamei until evening, because it now takes on the properties of the Tamei status. Perishev, you separated it, he Tumeya to Masarev, Amita Tahora. That, the bed is going to be Tumeya until nightfall. The rest of the bed is Tahor. Why is that? Because you can't convey. There's no connection beyond the Rishon. So therefore, when it's separated, it doesn't convey a Tumah to the rest of the stuff. The same thing is true for a prong of a pitchfork. Now, Tefillah Arbo Kelim. You have to understand that Tefillin Shel Rosh, which consists of four pieces, he took Tzitza Rishon of a Tikna, if it became Tumah, it came in contact with a dead person, and you undid the first one, and then you fixed it. Tameya Tumas Meis, you should just understand, it still has Tumas Meis. Chen Shnia v'chen Shlishis, and the same thing for the second and the third. But Hiteres Arevius Tahora to Mitame Meis. If you undid the whole thing, now it's no longer Tamei with Tumas Meis, although Tumas Maga Tamei Meis, it still maintains the fact that it was in touch with the Tamei Meis. Chazal Rishona, if he goes back to the first compartment, Vitira Vitikna Tameya Bimaga. So now what does he do? He goes back to the first one, and then he undoes it and fixes it. So again, it still has Tumas Maga, Bechen Shnia, Hitera, Sashlish, right by the time he undoes the third one, Tahora, Sharavias Bimaga, Vein Mago, Semaga. Now everything just has Tumas Maga. And you just have to understand that once he undoes the third one and puts it back together, the whole thing becomes tahor because a maga can't make a maga, and so therefore the entire tefillah should now, in process, be mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we will continue with the exciting world of Kalim when we finish the 18th and start the 19th parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific Shabbos and a great day.